Perek Yud Gimel, Sif Mem Tes. Chitat Tsa, to go and squeeze out water from one's hair. Hair is also offered to go and to take out the water from one's hair. The it is only midrabbanan, not midraisa. Why? Hair itself is not a substance which absorbs. A substance which absorbs has got an ism in Atoya to go squeeze out from its place which absorbs. But hair is not absorbable, only since the hair is tafuf, it is very dense. The hair is stuck together, very next to one each other, the water gets stuck in between the hairs. Therefore, it is also to go and squeeze out the water from in between the hairs, but the issa is only midrabbanan. From here we learn all dinim, from anything which is even plastic brushes, we'll learn about it later on. If it is very dense, the closeness from the brush, it's the same thing as hair. So it's also midrabbanan to go and squeeze out from in between the hairs the water. Therefore, there is a minhag, Mishabur brings it down, not to go and even to go to mikvah on Shabbos. We'll learn about it. Because a person goes and squeezes out, we're worried the person is going to go and dry himself and squeeze out from his hair the water. Yeah, tefillah mitzvah is something else, but there is a minhag not to have a normal bath, not to have a shower, called gufoy, called upon with hot water. One of the reasons is because maybe you're going to go and squeeze out your hair. So if men test, nirtivu saroysov oy zekonoy b'shabbos, also the seichta ma'amayim shabem, if one's hair comes wet or one's beard comes wet on Shabbos, you're not to go and squeeze out the water from them. Even though that to squeeze out the water is not going to be awesome in Atayah, she'en schita b'seah, there's no schita with hair. Even though there's no ism in Atayah to go and squeeze out water from the hair, there's also midrabbanan. It's a midrabbanan to go and squeeze out the water which is in between the hairs. That is the isa midrabbanan. Nun, a favor of the Shabbos Sach, Rizor, Miyod, Shlalischot, Esaroysov. Person who goes to mikvah on Shabbos has to be very careful not to go and squeeze out the water from his hair. If one is allowed to go to mikvah, he doesn't discuss it here. Nun Aleph, Yesh ma'achrenim shekosvu shim menagif saroysov b'magevet, v'oifin she'en sechtom b'chovko. Rat boys in cow, Vamai, my youth in my sours, Nidlonim, Yad, the Magavis, Haiza Mutta. A lot of poskim say that the person is allowed to go and dry himself with a towel if he does it very lightly on Shabbos. What's that mean? We'll explain it. Explanations like this. The problem from hair is that what gets stuck in between the hair, what is on top of the hair, is not a problem from Sita. Therefore, if a person goes and takes a towel and he doesn't squeeze out the hair, but he puts it on the hair, anything which is on top of the hair will come off. All water which is on top of the hair will come off. What is inside won't come off. There's no problem. That's the most poskim say, Ben Ishchai, Ben Yashiv, Sata Shulchan, Mincha Shabbos. They all say, you're allowed to do it. That means you're allowed to take a towel and put it on your hair lightly in order that it should take out the water which is on the hair. If Shane Zalman wants to say, more than that, a big skiddush. Some poskim want to say the chaznish, say the shame of chaznish, the stipler, but didn't want to dry the hair altogether, even in a light way. Nun base. Mish ene menaget saroyis tzoch lizob bezman levishas hapegadim milahav kam. Leroyisho lezikonoi kadesh limona nischita. a person who's not going to dry his hair, he has to be careful with wearing his begodim. That way, when he wears his begodim, it shouldn't be a problem from Peter when he's putting on his begodim. His beggar shouldn't go and be strong on his hair, and then it's automatically going to go and do sita from the hair. You're going to squeeze out the water, which is in the hair, with his washing, when he goes and puts on his clothes, if he hasn't dried himself. Therefore, a person who doesn't dry himself has to be careful not to do sita by wearing his begodim on Shabbos. He says, if there's no way out, he says in the footnotes, maybe it would be allowed to be worn, even though, because we're not so worried about the wearing things. The begodim simply is a situation. Le'nichle is not interested that the begodim should get wet. And it's only Yisrael Rabbonim, like we said, Sa'ah is only Yisrael Rabbonim. In a way, he's got no other way. He says in the footnotes, you could do it. But Lechatchila, he wants to say on top, that Lechatchila should be careful about it.